This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
So we bumped Tiger Talk, which we will get to a little later in the show. And yes, Malik Beasley with his 10-step guide on how to lose $42 million in an instant. But we, you know, Doug was treating the Tarasenko thing like wartime coverage. Breaking news at this hour. The U.S. has struck Iran. I mean, I was like, oh, my God, breaking news this hour. But there is a point to this.
We're here at the headquarters. Yes, I can confirm he is gone.
Let's go to Gator live at Chevy Plaza. But it's
my there's a lot of people out here.
Stop. Tarasenko just left town. There's his plane right there.
Yeah, we're going to follow him. We're going to let you know when he lands. More a little bit later on. Back to you, Doug.
We'll check back in as this story develops. So look, the whole idea is we know Yzerman hasn't made the moves we've all wanted. Clearly the John Gibson trade is fine enough, but it's not what we're talking about. That is an improvement at goaltender, provided he's actually in one piece. However, the Tarasenko thing and clearing more room, no, I think it absolutely means Kane is back, but I think it means you're going and getting the big fish in free agency.
Well, there's your big move. Kane's coming back.
No, it is not. I don't even want him back. You know this. I don't really want 36-year-old guys who don't sniff the penalty kill. And honestly, there will come a moment, Kenny, he's going to fall off a cliff.
I was going to say, he does feel like a ticking time bomb.
That's why I'm not interested. But things have been so bad here and so destitute.
So the bar is low.
You have to bring him back. But they need to bring him back plus get a top six forward. Getting Tarasenko gone opens up space for someone. Robertson, it's happening. Why? Because it has to. It's not even about desire anymore. Because it has to.
Because it has to. That's the
Mike
reason.
Mike Mellini guarantee. I
no,
like that.
It's not.
If it just doesn't happen, he's going to eat a can of ragu sauce.
Oh my God.
He's going to drink a beer out of his chew. Or what is it? Shoot the boot?
Right. Out of his, yeah.
Jinx wall. All right. So let's.
Well, I mean, have we learned nothing from the Rico BOGO, by the way, from the Lions season? Is whenever Rico offered a BOGO, it never happened.
Oh, no. My BOGOs worked. They went 15-2, my friend.
Okay.
I gave out Groupons, BOGO. I gave it all out.
Because reasons.
Yeah,
but that's going to happen again.
You were realistic. You and I were vilified saying, God. I wouldn't overlook Jaden Daniels.
Uh-oh. What do you mean? Who do you want to play in the NFC title game?
Yeah, cutscene. Jaden Daniels is in your bedroom with your wife.
Okay.
But that's essentially what he came to town and did. Kenny, ticket techs. I know reading is strenuous for you, so I'll only ask
once. Well, there's that. Guys, I have a sneaking, I agree with Mike, I have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to go get Connor McDavid.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Hey, hold on. These are your people, Mike.
Nope. I do not co-sign that.
These are your people.
They cleared out cap space.
Although it is depressing that Malik Beasley was going to get paid more than Connor McDavid.
Well, can we stop it with that?
I had to explain this to somebody about hockey and the salary. I'm like, put it this way. Best player, beef stew.
Dude, number one pick in the draft, Cooper Flagg, $13.8 million. Right. Number one pick, this Schneider kid, Schaefer going to the Islanders, $975,000.
That's close.
The cap is going up,
so,
damn
wait,
it.
Wait.
You mean the number one pick might crack seven figures?
So Cooper Flagg will pay more in taxes.
Yes.
Than what he will make for.
Yes.
I don't like the direction of this. There's definitely something going on, and they have enough cap space to make two bold moves. That's from Tony and McComb.
And they will make two bold moves. And Kenny's going to look stupid.
I will happily look stupid.
I just feel like because they didn't trade the pick, this Gibson thing is a thing. It didn't cost any money. This Tarasenko thing's what we all wanted. Now, Hall is the other one. There's no reason that Jim Costa should be sitting next to him at games, i.e. in the stands. The whole point is they have the money necessary, almost $20 million in space. Might be north of 20 now after the Tarasenko thing. You got to be able to make this happen.
I know, but he just doesn't seem like he's in love with anybody out there. And that's what's so frustrating.
That sounds
because it's Trajan Langdon right as we get ready to do the draft.
That sounds like $4 or $5 million players.
No, no, no.
I want you to be so right, Mike. I really do.
Kenny, if he does that plan, I will get you the Mo Sider 100th anniversary jersey of your dreams, and I'll burn it in front of you. My point, I'm kidding. I will buy you a Mo Sider jersey if they go and do the DVD bin crap again. Okay?
What makes you believe that, other than the centennial year?
No, because everything is lined up. It's like when Rico watches his stupid planetary occurrences. There's solstices and things. It's all lined up.
I didn't really feel like I needed to take a stray in this. Okay, I haven't promised you something for the last 6 years.
Rico, it's a weird Monday.
When I said it was going to be an eclipse, damn it was an eclipse.
Because of things. Everything lines
up. I delivered.
Free agency eclipse.
I don't know what's in Mike's coffee this morning, but I got to tell you.
Nothing. It's just the Tarasenko move after we waited for it. It's happened. It happens within 24 hours of free agency starting. You haven't seen certain players go back, and they have the money. What else would they be creating cap space for?
So what do you make of Steve Yzerman's comments then? Him basically saying the free agency pool is dry and it's tough to make a deal right now.
Maybe it's better than saying, listen, I'm Steve Yzerman, bonerific free agency downloading. Like, no, it just would feel like let's lower the bar, lower the expectations. You don't want to give leverage to agents.
Wait, is that why they got Mrazek? Let's lower it. Let's bring him in.
I don't know
what
that was.
So when we move him and bring in anybody else.
So he's gaslighting the entire fan base.
It looks like a great move. I got rid of Mrazek for you, but you also brought him here.
Hey, the Iserbots don't understand that.
Well, the consequences of my own actions.
That's right. That's why it's a B trade, not an A trade. The A trade is give up crap, get good.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
God, I'm having
this NHL 2005, the video game.
What?
Just give away crap and then receive mountains of gold.
I mean,
Scrooge McDuck jump into a giant money pool. Like,
right, but that's what other teams manage because that's what the money's for.
That's what the money's for, which is why when I look at the quotes from Steve Yzerman, I'm like, what are we doing? How is that the message?
They are going to make a big move.
Oh, but you know what? You know what bothers me though is that's the message to this fan base. That's what he's telling you, the fan, the paying customer, the Jimmys and Joes who just want to go down and watch a game. Oh shucks, guys, we can't afford to pay anybody, and the market's pretty dried up. What do you mean, dude? How is that the message? I guess
we are going to know in the coming 24 to 48 hours, because 28 hours makes no sense.
You know what? Make it make sense. You know what? Because why, Mike?
That's what the money's for?
Yeah.
Question mark?
On this show, there's getting to be too much of a theme of pointing and snapping your fingers.
You know what?
And
I just wanted to do it because he always does it to you.
It's true.
We don't pay running backs. The salary cap isn't real. That's what the money's for. I don't know. I don't know what's what anymore.
Go ahead. Take a text.
What's that rainbow bridge?
Well, no. That's where you dress up as Idris Elba and portal people to the dimension.
Correct.
Whatever that's called. Yes.
I think Steve is up to something. I actually think it's going to be a sign and trade before tomorrow. Possibly Jason Robertson.
Yes. And Ekblad.
And Connor McDavid.
No. If it was Ekblad and Robertson, tell me that's not the A offseason we've waited 6 years for.
A plus.
I think at that point, Steve actually hits the reset button, and I think we now kind of forget about what happened.
Oh, no.
And you start saying, okay, you know what? We're looking forward.
I will do that once they make the playoffs.
Right, but I'm saying until you make the playoffs, I think a lot of people will hit the reset button and say, okay, this is what that's laser beam, Stevie.
Okay.
No, this is the cheating ex equivalent that I brought up on Friday is, oh, she cheated on you the last weekend, every weekend of your life. Oh, yeah, it's fine now. Oh, no, you can't just forgive what has happened in the past 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, you give them the first couple as a mulligan, right?
Why? People do it with the Tigers. They haven't won a World Series in 40-plus years. People act like they've won 7 World Series in the last decade.
That turned dark fast.
No, it's like it's a great it's just a wonderful start to the season, but like It's about a parade or come on.
Understand, but we got to get to the playoffs first.
Well, they've already won the division, so it's fine.
No, I'm talking about the Wings.
Oh.
Kenny, wow. Just okay.
Kenneth?
I'd rather talk about chicken tenders and roller coasters than moves the Wings aren't going to make because Yzerman is incompetent.
That's I'm telling you, you're going to feel bad about that in 24
hours. You're
going
to feel real silly in a couple of days. Trust me.
Yeah, there won't be receipts. I can't live in a world where you're creating cap space to sign more Compers. So I'm going to go with this theory before I end up in Sadville.
Just join me in Sadville.
I don't want
you
to.
Can. You can. The invite is open. They're gonna After make, the Wallman thing, I am in.
I got a golf cart out there, Mike, with some cold pizza on it.
My fear is they're only going to make one move and not two. That's my fear.
Okay. Well, he's given himself an out. That's what he's done with that statement that he put out about.
Yeah, but
the
there's
market.
No out if they don't make a major if they don't make a pair of major free agent acquisitions that address the top six forwards and a top pairing defenseman. If they don't do that, then I don't care what his out is. It won't work with fans like me.
Where's your headspace then if he does one of the two, like you suggest? If he just gets Ekblad, or he gets Robertson, or he trades for like a Bo Byram, somebody like that.
You're in a dangerous middle ground. That's the problem. Where I won't be able to call it an A, but every Iser bot will want it to be an A. And I don't know if they don't address everything. I don't know that it's going to get you where you want to go based on how tough the East has gotten. Not only with, obviously the Noah Dobson thing was top of mind last week, but Kenny, worst penalty kill in the history of the sport, goaltending issues, defensive responsibility issues, and just a complete lack of scoring punch up front. That's a lot to handle. He had to address all three. Now, you've upgraded the goaltending, provided Gibson stays healthy. The other two must be addressed. And if he doesn't...
I'll meet you in the middle. I think best case scenario is that they make one big splashy move.
You said
and then
nothing.
A depth piece.
No, you said nothing.
Well, I think it's nothing. But if you want to do this whole fantasy land routine of, they're going to fix everything because they have to.
You know what's disappointing is that the Hockey Elite are nowhere to back me up. I mean, you've done a full John Cena heel turn, and yet where's the Hockey Elite to back me up? Oh, no, but say one thing they don't like, and then they crawl up your ass.
Which is surprising, because the slander I've received over the weekend is shocking.
Well, we're going to get to that at 4. Are you have the cookies feedback and yours, the mean tweets?
Cookies, mine. I got some DMs that were shared my way. A lot of stuff.
It's
pretty gross online. You're right for not being on Twitter.
You're insane for doing it, but that's fine.
I use it for information only.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we know what that's about. 2-4-8-5-3-9-9.
You know what? Hope you die on that hill.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.